Dear people, I had a dream last year in which I was in heaven. I did not see the Lord, angels, or anyone. I did see miles and miles of rivers and streams and felt an indescribable gladness as I looked at them. In heaven, it seemed I could see for miles. It was as if distance did not exist. In fact, distance as we know it here does not exist in heaven. In the natural, I do not have very good vision, so this caught my attention. I believe the Lord desires to open the eyes of our heart in this season, Ephesians 1:18. He desires to give us vision like the eagle, to see from His perspective all that is going on in the world and in our lives, 2 Corinthians 4:18. There is a literal river of life in heaven, and its streams release the gladness of heaven on earth, Revelation 22. There are many manifestations of His river on earth, John 7:38. One such river that the Lord desires for us to have is a greater experience of the river of His grace. Several years ago, Becky saw the river of grace in a dream, and her comments were, "The river is so beautiful it takes your breath away. It is a very deep sapphire blue color. It has this power to draw you into it, but it is also very dangerous." It was right after that dream that we began our journey into a greater revelation of grace. There is more coming. In the dream, I began walking and heard a voice to my right and slightly behind me say, "Heaven was never meant to stay here." In the last days, the river of grace will come in fullness and like electricity, which is such a wonderful gift to mankind. It will be very dangerous if it is not stewarded properly. We will see the preaching of the cross with an incredible power being released. Signs and wonders will follow, Mark 16, 15-18. God is going to make real the power of the cross to His church. There is also a cleansing coming, Ephesians 5:26, a washing with the water of the living word, a holiness and purity that comes from a divine union with the Lord Himself. There is also glory in the river of grace, Ephesians 5:27, because the manifest presence and power of the Holy Spirit will finally rest upon the body of Christ, just as the dove rested upon Christ as He walked this earth. Mark 1, verse 10. As I walked on in the dream, I heard the voice speak again and say, "Humans are created with the capacity to contain heaven within them." That is the river Jesus was talking about in John 7:38. My first thought was, I can't wait to tell Becky about this. This is what happens when we begin to experience an agreement with heaven within us. We have a hunger to share it with others. The river of life always seeks an outlet. It may be that the next great outpouring of the Holy Spirit will be known more for the church going out to the people and nations than the people simply gathering for the power-packed meetings. I then left heaven and came back to earth, and there was a receiving line of people waiting for me. It was people that I had conflict with, meaning these people did not like me, and I was not really happy to see them at first. However, something wonderful happened. I began to shake hands and greet them, and an almost overcoming feeling of compassion rose from within me. I have never felt such a love for people. This is the Father's heart for us. Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration and was glorified and returned to the Valley of Mankind to release His love, light, and compassion to a troubled and hurting world. Matthew 17, 1-8. The Lord has assignments for us both on the mountain and in the valley. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.